Say if a man's got a piece of land, but he's got a lot of bushes and trees on it, you'd say he did what to it to?
Cleared it up to get in cultivation. There's big trees, and if it's just little old stuff, like size that out there, well, it's shrubbery. Just get the shrub, that off of it, shrubbery.
You ever heard people call a piece of land that's just been cleared anything?
Yeah, new ground, fresh land.
What about if you're growing something in your field and you've got a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it? Have you ever had that to happen?
Well, sometimes something else will come up where it was had it there last year or something. Volunteer.
Yeah. What usually does that? Just about anything?
Yeah, sometimes anything will stay there. I've known peas to lie there and come up the next spring. Peanuts. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if there's any grass there, 1 year it'll come back the next.
What about if a man's just cut his hay off his field for the first time, and then it comes back up again? What would you call that?
Well, they call it the second cut.
How many cuttings do you usually have?
Well, if they fertilize it and really make hay on it, they cut it about 3 times a year.
So you could have a third cutting?
Yeah.
Did people around here ever try to grow any wheat?
No. Now that they did, an old man live over here out of where 17 highway goes through now. Out over there grew some wheat 1 year. But I don't think anybody else tried it. I don't reckon there's anybody in the county that tries to grow wheat.
Is that right?
If he is, I don't know about it.
Do you have any idea what they call it? Say if they cut the wheat and they tied it up into a
bonus. Yeah, they used to cut oats and do that.
Is that right?
Yeah, cut up, made oats to feed their stock, horses, mules. Cut them and burned it. The man that cut them with the cradle, he laid it down in handfuls, and then when he got cured, he come along and picked that up and make it in bundles.
Did you ever take oats and do something to them to
make
get
a shock? 12 bundles is a shock.
That's just put together?
Yeah. Yeah, you take 10 bottles, stand them up with the butts down, the head of the old up here, get them together, and then you lay 2 bottles on top. Makes a shock oak.
I see. Yeah. Did you ever have to do something to those to get the grain separate from the chaff?
Well, not now they did the wheat and stuff like that, and but now the oats or the horse or whatever eat it, he got the. He tended to that himself.
Right.
Eat the heads off.
Did you ever see anybody that thrashed his oats?
No, I didn't. I seen them thrash rice, a little bit of it, and there wasn't much rice growing in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And the wheat, they thrashed it a little, made it hit and burn, and beat it off over something. Picked some up something and just beat them, take them and beat it off.
Yes, sir. I see.
And then it's called goat straw, rye, sweet straw.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I'll ask you about a few expressions. Say, if we had to do a job together and you were telling me about it, you'd say that and have to do this.
You and I would be the way most of them would say it.
Mm-hmm. In other words,
we'll have to work together on this.
Right. In other words, the job's not just for one of us,
no,
it's for...
For both. For the two of us.
Right.
Is how you'd want to express it.
Or say if there was another man...